Twitter censors Trump tweet about his own coronavirus recovery. By Alam Bokhari on October 12, 2020. In what has become an increasingly common occurrence this election season, Twitter has censored another one of the president's tweets, this time about his personal recovery from coronavirus. "A total and complete sign-off from White House doctors yesterday," said the president's tweet. "That means I can't get it, immune, and can't give it. Very nice to know." Twitter accused this simple message from the president of spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19, and has hidden it behind a warning message that users must click through in order to access the tweet. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, a licensed physician, condemned Twitter as science illiterates. "Science illiterates at Twitter censor at real Donald Trump for saying he is immune," said Paul. "Even the ever-cautious Dr. Fauci concedes that he feels really confident and willing to bet anything that people who recover are really protected against reinfection." In the months running up to the election, Twitter has escalated a pattern of censorship against the president's tweets. September saw two tweets from President Trump get censored by Twitter, both warning of the potential for voter fraud in the upcoming election, due to the large number of mail-in ballots that are expected to be received by polling places. In one of the censored tweets, Trump told voters in North Carolina to check that their mail-in votes have been counted at polling places. Twitter said the message violated its rules on election integrity. In another example last month, Twitter added a fact-check label to two tweets from the president warning of the mayhem that could result from unsolicited ballots being sent to voters. In August, Twitter censored a tweet from the president warning of a voter security disaster due to Democrats championing mail drop boxes for voting. So now the Democrats are using mail drop boxes, which are a voter security disaster, said President Trump. Among other things, they make it possible for a person to vote multiple times. Also, who controls them? Are they placed in Republican or Democrat areas? They are not COVID sanitized. A big fraud. And earlier this month, Twitter censored a tweet from Trump urging voters in North Carolina to get their votes in early and follow up to make sure they have been counted. Twitter has also censored Trump's tweets warning rioters that they can expect to be met with force if they continue engaging in lawless behavior. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new, hashtag deleted, Big Tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.